saying 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for Fusey and Aaron.
Rumours that a state minister is coming on because he's got an issue with Erin and her participation in Vivid thus far.
Well, it wouldn't be with me. It'd be with my daughter who completely ruined it.
Yeah, but who's in charge of your daughter?
Well, Well, I mean, dependent on her behaviour. I am when she's an angel and her father is when she's naughty.
That's what he's like.
You have to take control of that situation because we can't have state ministers just turning up to clean up the mess every time. But you know what? On that subject, the state minister, we are going to demand joy for all.
We're going into the long week. Yeah, absolutely.
Because he can't just help Erin Mole and he has to help everyone.
Why can't he just help me?
Because you should be able to help yourself.
Yeah, that's so true.
So that's after 7:30. That's an hour. Don't miss that.
Now, there's been a huge Mystery Mix development, so we'll get to that today as well.
Yeah, you will all have egg on your face once I reveal the clues for the fifth song. That has been guessed.
Despite your clues. Despite your best efforts.
But we've got to get to it, guys.
Yeah.
What happened last night at a Accor Stadium was a disgrace.
No. It was wonderful.
It was not wonderful. And you better not have Wendell Saylor about to come on this show.
All I know is that
he better not be coming on.
Well, badly.
Erin, stop him. You do something, Erin.
I'm not going to stop him. I love Wendell. Yeah, I want
so
Wendell to come on.
I love Big Del.
This love fest is the reason the New South Wales are in the hole big time.
Mate, I'm from Canberra. Okay, don't lump me in this New South Wales.
I've just jumped on. I'm drowning,
there's
man.
There's only room for one of us. You can take it.
Put a Big Del next. Big Del Saylor. Up shortly.
Is he still out? Is he still partying?
I don't think he's ever home, to be honest.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
You know what? I'm not happy with you two because you two are trying to invite the enemy into our camp.
Stop it.
One of the happiest men in the world right now is probably still partying after his team robbed the Blues last night.
Just the final moments of the game last night.
That was cheating. There was half a centimetre to go and there was half a second on the clock and
Game's
they blew
over.
The whistle.
Yeah, just Game's take
over,
me through the specific elements of the rules that you found that weren't followed.
There was one more play in it. There was one more play. The ball was rolling back.
I need more.
They should have picked it. They should have let him pick the ball up and carry it over the line. Then it's a draw and then we go from there. Yeah.
Well, let's ask what Queensland and Australian dual international legend Big Del Wendell Saylor. You can get his show on Listener. Unbelievable show. Big Del, how do you feel about Hughie's analysis of the rugby league rules there?
Oh, guys, firstly, you're way too kind. I'm just a humble kid from the country, okay? I just like to go in there. I like to do my job. I like to go under the radar. I've got to tell you, Hughie, mate, I tend to agree with you with the Tedesco try. I thought that was a try. I don't think that pass was forward. So I'm sitting in the box next to Ryan Girdler, Wade Graham, Dan Ganane, and I'm going, mate, we're in trouble here. I thought that was a very lucky call for Queensland. Yeah. But as Queenslanders do, we've got to play the whistle. And then all of a sudden, we're up. We're up 6-4 at half time. And then I just had the biggest smile looking at Wade Graham and Ron Girdle. I'm going, how are we in front? I thought New South Wales should have been 8 to 10 points up early.
Yes. Mate, I was in bed with my son and he said, Dad, this game just turned. It just turned. It turned and we were sad, man. We were sad.
Well, it turned at half time because whatever Billy Slater said, and I've got to say this, it's like Freddie, you don't have to be the best coach, but you've got to be the best man manager. If you've got Thurston, Cameron Smith, Nate Miles, all these guys, Jonathan Thurston in your squad as coaches. Imagine young Reuben Cotter. Imagine Selwyn Cobbo. Can I tell you, at that age, there's no way I could have done what Selwyn Cobbo did last night or Reuben Cotter. There's such a good feeling there. But I'm telling you now, this series is not over because New South Wales will come back bigger and better. I can't wait to go to Perth. I've already packed my bags for Perth. That's why I'm excited.
Jeez, Dell's at the airport.
Yeah, Hughie, what did you think of Thurston and Smith's performance last night?
I know they're legends and they weren't playing. I know that. The one person who was playing was Munster. You need to pack four or five slabs and you need to get on the grog with Munster before the game, all right? So, because we need him off his game. He was crazy good.
Yeah. Well, usually, you know what's happened to Munster, because let's just say, and as Aaron knows, Aaron and I have been friends for a long time. I've been in a little bit of trouble through my career, but so Munster's off the piss for a year. That's part of his contact at Melbourne. So, you know what? Hey, Munster, I'll give you a tip. Stay off the piss, mate, because you keep playing like that, mate. You're one of the greats of the game. The game that he played was unbelievable. But can I just say this? It was great to see 80,000 people at a Core Stadium last night. And Aaron, I've got to say, I miss you on the coverage and stuff. And, you know,
I love
it was one of those things. So, but you're doing a good job there. You're carrying the boys there. But
that's heavy. My shoulders are very sore, Wendell. Very sore.
Wait a second. This is turned.
I know. I listen to your show sometimes, guys, when I'm not carrying my shoulder up here.
Love you, legend. You just lack a bit of confidence. You find that, honey, you're going to fly.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
And he's angry.
So I get a call from a friend yesterday. Can you get me tickets to the musical? I said, what musical? She said, the musical you called the best musical to hit Australia ever.
Cool.
Is it really that good?
Wow.
I said, what are you talking about? She said, the Dolly Parton musical. I said, what Dolly
you mean
Parton
9 to 5,
musical?
This musical?
What Dolly Parton?
This one? That one?
She said, did you really love it that much? I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. Then she sent me a photo. And it's a poster which is above the musical and it says, the best musical to hit Australia ever. And underneath it says, Dave Hughes 2-Day FM.
What?
That is the main poster.
Have you even seen it?
I don't think so. I don't know. Have I seen it? I don't reckon I have.
Aha.
I'm pretty sure I haven't seen it.
I know you haven't.
I am starting to enjoy musicals as I get older. My children love musicals. My wife loves musicals. But I don't think I've seen this one.
Well, it's a strong claim.
Where did they get the quote from?
I can tell you where they got the quote from, Erin. Because I thought this might have... When it happened and we saw the picture, and this is touring nationally, and I thought, oh, I know what he's done here. When he's trying to introduce someone, when we interview someone, Aaron, and this is for someone people listening can work out, when he doesn't have any idea about what they're talking about, he goes really hard on the intro to pump them up so that they're happy before the interview starts.
Can I Ed, this is something every Bachelor contestant, every Maths contestant, our absolute favourite, this breakout superstar. He said that 40 times. Since this show began, 40, best, you are the breakout star.
Exactly. Whenever you hear, so you get someone on from Maths and he's 2 seconds before we start, he's screaming at us going, where's the sheet? Who are they? Which one is it? Is this the one with the tats? Or is this the one with the boob explosion? Which one is it, Ed? And then I'm like, shut up, man. The song's finishing. And then he goes, the greatest superstar that Maths has
really
ever.
Shone.
So... this is when we had the wonderful Eddie Perfect on, who is in the musical, and he hadn't seen it.
That's right.
And he wanted to pretend to Eddie that he had, and this is how he introduced the interview.
9 to 5, the musical. I am so pumped for it. My family are going to be so happy to see this. This is going to be the best musical to hit Australia ever.
Print.
This is going to be. In your defense, you said going to be.
Tell you what,
can I get free tickets?
Well,
I would actually like to go see it.
I think you should, otherwise you could sue them for defamation.
Would you retract that comment? Okay, so here we go.
It probably is.
Shut up. Here's a game that you can do. This is what he's willing to do for you. If you've got a local business, anything that you do in town, not musicals. Oh, you can have a musical if you want, but it won't be that. Anything that you do, Aaron, plumbing, fencing.
Yeah. You might sell bok choy. You might, paint houses. Wow. Like whatever.
It's got to be legal, though. It's got to be legal.
Yeah, massage parlors are legal.
I'm not promoting.
Grow houses.
Yes. You've got to do stuff that's above board.
Okay. Oh, well, barely legal. So this is the service we're providing. 131060, lines are now open. Obviously, you'll get a plug Sydney-wide for your business, but Hughesy will give you a quote that you can use for your website, for a poster. I might even make you a poster that you can have. And you can put up in your shop window anything you like. We'll help facilitate it. So 131060, do you have a shop? Do you have a restaurant?
This actually reminds me of after the comedy night, I think it was at Parramatta, and this lady, there was a group of ladies came and just put a phone in my face and said, can you say that the bakery that I work at, does the best bread ever? And I think they did it to you as well, Hughesy, or it was the best something ever, or the So look, we're really placid with what we endorse. We don't care.
Yep. It is. It is no cash for comment. That's what we're doing here. 131060. What family business do you have? Where do you work somewhere?
Yeah, well, give me 15 seconds to work out whether I can do it or not.
If you're a big corporate, ring up, get it for free.
Yeah. That's a great hope. BHP, if you're listening.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
So the best musical to hit Australia ever.
That is the quote. And it says, Dave Hughes, Today FM. On the posters as they tour nationally for 9 to 5, the musical. If you haven't heard the title track, here it is. Yeah, I didn't know you were so into Dolly.
No, look, I do love Dolly Parton. I'm going to say that. And I love Eddie Perfect, who's a local boy done good.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realise my quote was on the poster in front of the theatres. Mm. And I should see that musical at some point. I'm sure it is good.
Of course it's good.
Yes.
But.
And I did say it. Oh. I'd forgotten I'd said it.
No, you didn't say it. You said it will be.
Well, this is what you said.
9 to 5 the musical. I am so pumped for it. The best musical to hit Australia ever.
I've had to edit that to help
you
them.
You actually did it.
So I've had to edit that to help their cause. But it is a service he now provides. Whatever business you've got, get ready to have Dave Hughes endorse it. You can put it on the website. You can put it on your posters. You can say it in court. Anthony from Cronulla, what is your business?
Builder.
Yeah, now, what's the name of it?
Samson Building Solutions.
Great. All you had any legal problems, Anthony?
No legal problems at
Safety
all.
Safety issues?
Family operated business since 1998.
You pay your staff properly?
Pay my staff properly,
okay.
Yep.
All right. I think
well, here
good.
He goes.
All right. You can trust Samson Building Solutions, the best builder ever.
Anthony, not bad, Anthony.
Yeah, it's not bad.
On the side of the van.
Little bit more confidence would be better.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter. You're right.
When it's printed, Anthony. All right. Love, Samson. Here comes Nancy from Burwood. Of course it is. Nancy from Burwood. What is the business?
Plaza Kebab and Goslema.
Yeah, Goslema in Burwood Plaza. Okay. What are we known for?
The best is the Goslema.
Yeah, the best
kebab.
Goslema.
Kebab. Falafels. Vegetarians.
No, don't worry about that. A pizza as well. Okay, here he comes.
Plaza Kebab and Goslemere in Burwood is the most fun your mouth will ever have.
Nancy, are you after mouth fun at your business?
Of course.
There you go.
We're hoping for something a little more family friendly, Nancy.
That is family.
We are family friendly.
Yeah,
family friendly.
So.
All right.
Well, family friendly fun doesn't come better than Plaza Kebab and Goslemere in Burwood.
All right. Well, we'll print that up for you, Nancy. Finally, here is Cassandra from Camden. Okay, what's the business, Cassandra?
Sprouts Consultancy, supporting early childhood professionals.
Oh, perfect.
All right, you want green shoots? Go to Sprouts Consultancy. The best!
It's okay, start again. That was awful.
That was horrible.
Oh, Cassandra.
Well, that's all you're getting.
I'm under pressure here. All right, now Sprouts Consultancy, Camden.
Yeah.
Where early childhood professionals do the right thing.
That's basically where they don't screw up all the time.
Well, Cassandra,
you'd be happy with that?
Can we try one more, please? Just because I love early childhood. Do something about the next generation, the future, the inspiring.
Yeah, they're called sprouts. They're trying to go for like they sprout the next
roots
generation.
Of the kids.
What are you doing?
We're creating high quality childcare centers.
Yes.
All right.
Here we go.
Sprouts Consultancy, creating high-quality childhood care from when they started to forever.
Wow. Congrats, Cassandra. We'll get the post itself.
You're going to watch your share price grow, Cassandra.
Now, Erin, you are having a birthday party for Eliza. She turned 4 the other day. You're having that party on Saturday, aren't
you? Yes, very excited, with about 14 of her little friends from preschool.
Cute.
Yes.
And have we got the reptile man turning up?
Well, no, that's awkward. I tried, but then he sent me a message saying he didn't realise that it was this Saturday and not available.
Oh, so the reptiles are booked. All right, so... Anyway,
but that's okay. It'll still be great.
Watch that space.
We'll find someone.
But
yeah, if anyone has any other animals they'd like to offer up, feel free.
Now you got your daughter a scooter for her birthday, didn't you?
Yes.
And we talked on radio about it, and we did something where we were, you know, getting other parents to call us if their kids were having birthdays.
Yeah.
And we got a call,
Riley
from Riley, and this is what Riley said he was getting for his birthday.
Billy, one of your presents is coming later. What is it, Riley?
It's a phone.
No, whoa. Riley, not your own phone.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so lucky.
You know what? My family's got something in sync with Riley's family. We gave our daughter, Sadie, a phone for her 11th birthday recently. And I put it to you, it is the best thing we have ever done. And I wish we'd done it earlier.
No, not earlier.
Yeah, earlier, especially with girls. She's responsible with that phone.
Oh, no, hang on. Okay.
And I say to everyone, let's get our kids connected earlier.
Connected?
Let's get
to
them
the internet?
Or not the internet.
Anonymous creeps.
What?
No, don't be...
You mean phones, get them connected to the phone system?
Yes.
So not the... So just to contact you guys?
Obviously.
Well, you can sort that out, but you know,
phone connected to a family.
I'm saying it just makes everything easier when your children have phones.
Let's bang it up. You've said what you think. Erin said what she thinks. Let's find out what everybody else thinks, because we got the beautiful Taronga Zoo family passes just in time for the long weekend. And as Erin Mullen pointed out, what a great spot to see Vivid. The wild lights at Taronga is back at Sydney Vivid location for 2022. Get your tickets now at taronga.org.au. Call us 131060. Do your kids have phones?
Yes.
How old are they? Is it the best thing ever?
Yeah, I wish we had started earlier with Sadie. I wish we had have done it for an earlier birthday.
So what is she like? So if she's at basketball, she can text when she's ready. Is it just that kind of... No, I'm genuinely curious, because I don't have a child with a phone. I'm not actually... I'm genuinely just asking.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah. And if I could have had a time machine, I would have given her a phone for her 5th birthday.
Where was she? Absolutely. Where was she going? 13, 10, 60.
Well, yeah, she's at childcare, you know. Come and pick me up.
These oranges are rubbish.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
So, Erin, I think we're going to convince you here. You're not sure about children having phones. I know that.
I just haven't really even thought about it. I kind of thought like around that 10, 11, 12, 13 mark would be a good time to start, but I'm open to suggestions.
Now, look, I think, my son, he's 13. He's got a phone. He loses everything in his life. Like, he'll leave the house with one shoe on, but he's never lost his phone.
Have you given him the "this is the last one you'll get" talk?
No, but for him, the phone is everything. So
good.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want Eliza to feel. Yeah.
But my daughter, my oldest daughter, she's responsible. And as an 11-year-old, she uses her phone well. And I wish I had given her the phone earlier. Yeah. Would have made our life easier.
Well, it's about the kid as well, isn't it? If you've got a kid that's, they're all good kids, but yeah, well-behaved or follows the rules or not that naughty.
Let's go to Kim from Bly Park. How old are the children and do they have phones?
Hi. So I've got my son, Oliver. He's 11 today, actually. He has a phone. Oh,
happy birthday to him. Yeah. Cute Ollie. Good on you.
He's sitting here with a big grin on his face.
Yeah, good on him. Does he have a phone?
He got a phone for his 10th birthday. Yeah, so last year.
And do you regret giving
it? Yeah, you love it.
Do you love it? You love the fact he's got a phone? We love it. At 10. So he's been cool with it and it's made your life easier.
Absolutely. He rides around with his friends around where we live. He can always be contacted. He hasn't lost it. He hasn't broken it. He's, and like you said, Husey, he takes it everywhere.
Yeah, and I can say the Find My Phone app or whatever, it means that my wife and me, but generally my wife, always knows where our son and daughters are. That's because good. You just have to look on her app and see where they are. Because is my son, he's all off all over the neighbourhood as well. So, yeah, so we're saying 10.
It's ironic, isn't it, that the Aaron, that the phone is the thing that is helping them be outside.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yes. There is, absolutely. And it's all about the use of it, isn't it? It's how they use it and what they use it for that, in my mind, determines whether it's, you know, a suitable thing.
Mm-hmm. So right now, 10. Can we go younger than 10?
Oh, we might be able to. Well, let's go to Blacktown to say hello to Ron. Hey, Ron, how old is your daughter?
Yep, she's a five-year-old, guys.
And 5-year-old,
okay. And having her own phone. Yep.
Wow.
The age of five. And how does that help your life, Ron?
Okay. What happened was whenever we were going for the dinner and everything outside, she never let us to eat properly. So what we thought, let's get the phone for her. And we got it for her. And now our life is very, very easier than before. We can go for a dinner together and enjoying our dinner. Otherwise, we never had a good dinner together.
Yeah. You know what? Whatever the hell works for you, you just should do. Yeah. I think that's great.
She's happy with the phone while you're eating dinner. So there we go. 5.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
Talking phones for kids. My daughter got a phone for her 11th birthday and I realised, should have got it earlier. Erin, your daughter turns 5 in a year.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon a phone is perfect. We just had a 5-year-old with a phone, didn't we?
Yeah, our friend Ron told us that his daughter was 5 and had a phone. But Sonia from Bankstown may be able to beat that. How old is your grandson with a phone, Sonia?
Guys, my grandson is 4 years old and he has a phone.
Yeah, and it has made your life better.
Oh, absolutely, because he sends me selfies of himself.
Sends you?
What? Oh, I love that. They are so good with phones, Sonia. I mean, even 2 years ago, you know, when Eliza, we'd sit there and she'd grab my phone and just the way she flicks through things and she knows how to open apps, and they're unbelievable. And
did he send you random text messages as well, does he, Sonia?
No, he did a couple times only, but it was just alphabet. I could not understand a word.
It's Bitcoin.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well played, Sonia. Hey, thank you, Sonia. Tell you what, how about a family pass to go to Taronga Zoo? Because, hey, Wild Lights at Taronga Zoo is back as a Sydney Vivid location for 2022. Get your tickets now at taronga.org.au. Everyone we speak to on either today is getting themselves that family double pass. Now,
you know what? A New South Wales government minister has demanded to come on the radio show because of something Aaron Molan said last week.
No, he hasn't, has he?
He has.
What?
Absolutely.
What did I say?
And he's in connection with Vivid.
Oh, God, yes. Am I in trouble?
We'll find out from the minister next.
Aaron, you have a lot of power. There's no doubt about that. And people want to make you happy. And Vivid is the best thing. Is Vivid the best?
It is the best.
Yes.
See the bright lights of Vivid Sydney now until 18th of June. However, Aaron Molan, you tried to do something that a lot of us do, which is to go and watch the Opera House and the lights on the bridge turned on.
And not just, Ed, like on a regular night, but the opening night of Vivid. I had to do a fundraiser in the city, and so I thought I'll stay there with Eliza. Booked a hotel, paid a lot for it, and went. And, of course, with 10 minutes to go, basically, she decided.
Let's hear what happened.
We'd waited for an hour in the most perfect spot right next to where all the cameras were set up. I didn't do it on purpose. All the TV cameras and the snappers and everyone to look at the Opera House and the bridge being turned on at 6 p.m. And at 5:45, we had to leave.
Because Eliza determined that it was too loud, too bright, she was bored, she wanted to go home. So, yeah.
You know what? The New South Wales Minister for Tourism and Sport was listening and he thought, no, Erin is a treasure that needs to be
dug
up. Are you creatively quoting him here?
Well, we welcome the New South Wales Minister for Tourism and Western Sydney, Stuart Ayres. Good morning, Stu.
Good morning. Erin is a treasure, and there might have been just a tad of creative quoting there. But look, I'm going to run with it.
Love that. Embrace it. Yep.
Now, before we get to Vivid, let's just talk about what happened last night at Accor Stadium. Can we have an inquiry about how New South Wales was robbed. Can we do that, mate?
Absolutely. I don't know what you have to do. Over 80,000 people. It's the largest crowd in 2 years. And we've just got to let people be happy. Why just can't we have New South Wales? I don't know what the referees were thinking.
You know,
the players were thinking.
We need North Korean sporting events where we never lose. We never lose.
But mate, why couldn't
we need? We need the crowd. We need the crowd announcer to like chant New South Wales. We need everyone to get on board.
Oh, like it's
now,
the Kings.
But look, Stuart, you were there. Why didn't you run onto the field at the end so nobody's going to do another 2 minutes, you know? We've got the 80,000 here. Let's do two more minutes. You could have done that, Stuart.
Look, I was texting Hughesy. I was texting the timekeeper saying, just extend it. Like Isaiah Yo's 50 centimetres away from the try line.
Hey, Minister, were you in the same room as I read in the news this morning that Anthony Albanese and Scott Morrison were both in the presidential suite, I think it's called?
I might have been in the same location.
Oh, did they talk?
A pretty good place to watch the footy.
Did they talk?
Yeah, I think they crossed paths. It was pretty amicable.
What?
I think everyone was there. They were both New South Wales fans. I'm not sure what the Queenslanders were doing there.
I love that.
Why did we even invite them?
Elbo and ScoMo in the same room.
Do you know what annoys me so much is I've said this twice in my news this morning. You do not listen to my news.
Yeah, because we're preparing great treats for you, like bringing the minister on, right?
Now, to the matter at hand.
They both love their rugby league.
They do.
Now, let's not forget, before he was Minister for Tourism, he worked here at 2 Day in 06, started the same year as me in 2006.
Oh, wow.
Now, it's safe to say our paths have differed slightly.
But yeah, you guys are the same age, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, but Stu's had Stu's making a difference, and I'm back announcing Whitney Houston. So here we go. Now, Stu, I've got an email here from Destination.
Look, we've set ourselves up for future success.
Yes, we do.
We weren't
there
together back in 2006. Lives would never have gone on as well as we've gone.
Are either of you dyeing your hair? Because you've both got really strong brunette sort of locks, don't you? Yeah. Do you dye your hair, Stuart? Come on,
mate,
be honest.
I'm going strong. I'm solid. I've got a couple of silver tips, but outside of that, I'm looking pretty good.
Yeah, you are, man. You are.
I think I've got a double chin these days and edge tightened up a bit.
Now, I got an email here from Destination New South Wales, and it talks about Vivid because we're loving Vivid, and it says, here we go. Now, Erin Molan, very kindly, Destination New South Wales wants to make it up to you. So they've got a great Vivid experience for you, young E. Molan.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Your reply was, yes, but what about the folks listening? And Stu jumped on board as well. Yes, it was on your behalf by me. And Stu, thanks to you and Destination New South Wales, the email here says, how about this? The prize first one is Vivid Sydney Family Giveaway, dining at Lotus Barangaroo, a walk. And then the Vivid Kids at Tumbalong Park. You got dessert at Kirched in Darling Square and a night's accommodation at the Mercure Sydney in the Vivid Room, which is the best room in town. So thank you for that. And then we've got the couples giveaway, dining at Hinchcliffe House. How about the live music at Tumbalong Park, drinks and nibbles at Bombay Bar, and a night's accommodation at Sofitel Darling Harbour. So thanks to Vivid. See the lights from now until 18th of June. Thanks to the Minister. Thanks to Destination New South Wales.
Unbelievable. Vivid is just bringing people back to the city like never before. There was almost 250,000 people in the city last Saturday night. You must be loving it, Stu.
It's going off, Hughesy. I think it's the best Vivid program we've ever put together, and people are voting with their feet. We had the biggest opening weekend in the history of Vivid, over 450,000 people. It was huge. We had the massive Saturday night that you just said. There's so many great things. My most important recommendation to everyone is just take two nights. There's so much to see. Come and stay in Sydney. Stay an extra night. Really enjoy Sydney at its absolute best. There's so much confidence. The program's unreal. Get on the Vivid Sydney website. Make your own little wish list. You can create your own planner. There are so many things for people to do.
Minister, can I just ask, how hard do you fight for your gig? Like Minister for Tourism, Minister for Sport, like there must be people, like I don't want to say like aged care, which is so important, but I mean, you've got the plum portfolios, don't you?
Well, when you're the deputy leader, Erin, you get to choose your portfolio. I've created my own.
Why can't a man enjoy his work?
Things in Sydney and New South Wales.
And Western Sydney as well. Hello.
Of course, absolutely. We're doing fantastic things out there. And Vivid's for everyone. You know, here's a great stat for you. I said this in Parliament yesterday. We've had 32,000 prams through Vivid in the first week of it. So this is not just for people out having a drink and enjoying Sydney at its absolute best. It's a family-friendly event. And look, I reckon we've got to set up a little hot date between Prince Louis and Eliza because they seem like they might have something in there.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
Now, Ed, you're here. Your wife's at home with your beautiful baby daughter, Vader, who is almost 2 weeks old.
She's 1 week old on Monday and doing well. So feeding, sleeping, doing, Tiff's doing an absolutely fantastic job with Vader.
Yeah, and she's above her birth weight.
Yeah, she's back over her birth weight, and she had her first poo explosion on Dad yesterday, so everything's as it should be.
Oh, that's like your book. Are you going to write another book about her?
Oh, well.
Because it is one of Eliza's favourites. Was that a contentious point? Anyway, well, I think you should. But anyway, I was looking at Tiff's Instagram, as I do all the time, because I love what she shares last night. And she's really big, right? And my mum, I was talking to my mum on the way into work yesterday, and mum made a point. I love that photo that Tiff shared post-baby holding Vader. And, you know, I think she was in, you know, the undies that you have to wear afterwards and just a real – and then look, she still looks absolutely gorgeous. Most women would kill to look like her after having a baby. But she's so real with how women's bodies change and the fact that we can't put pressure on ourselves to bounce back, which is always, oh, I want to bounce back this quickly. She says bounce forward, which I love. But what really struck me about what she shared last night, and I'll play it now quickly, just listen very carefully to what she says, and it's quite emotional, but she's talking here about the fact that it's hard, that Arnold's saying to her, which is your four-year-old son, you know, do you still have another baby in your tummy? Because her stomach is quite big still, she was saying, but take a listen.
It's really hard to accept that's going to take time. It's you know, anyway, super emotional too, but it is going to take time, and healing takes time.
And what, and I know that's really hard to hear because she is obviously she's exhausted, she's emotional. What I love so much about this particular clip, and I love all the other ones she shares, is that she's saying, yes, we all have to look at bouncing forward, and you know, it's not realistic to think we're going to snap back. But it's allowed to be really hard. And that's what I love so much about it, is that she's showing us, because I look at her stuff sometimes and think, I would love to be like her and embrace the change and show it to the world and say, this is me now. I'm vulnerable. I don't look like I used to look a year ago. You know, I'll get back to looking like that maybe, but if I don't, it doesn't matter. And I think, God, I wish I could feel like that. But then I see her and think, actually, it's not easy for her to feel like that. And that's what really struck me, is that she is like all of us, battling with what society expects us to look like, what she's looked like. She's you know, super fit for a job. And just the fact that she's actually sharing that it's really hard to accept that her body's changed. I sent her a message saying, women are so lucky to have you. And I mean it.
Surely.
She mentioned that you messaged her. We should appreciate it.
Surely more women can relate to that than some Hollywood star who looks like they ordered their baby, you know, from Uber Eats. And their body looks so... You see, like, people, like, hang on, your body, what? Like, you had your baby a week ago and you're already, like, you know, back to 17 kilos.
Yes.
And look, everyone's different as well. And that's the thing, you know, she's not saying that, you know, if you didn't put on a lot of weight during your pregnancy, then that's not okay either. It's just, it's all about the fact that it's okay to sit there and look down and feel like absolute crap because you've just gone through birth and you've carried a child and it's not how you're used to looking. But it doesn't mean that you should be judged for it. Or I just love
also,
that she found, she shared that it was hard.
It doesn't matter if your body never gets back
completely to
what it was.
Completely. But it's also okay to find that hard. Of course it's okay if your body never goes back, but it's okay and acceptable to actually not think that that's amazing, to also be like, that's actually really hard for me to get to a stage where I'm comfortable with that. It's a journey, and I love the vulnerability.
131060, I reckon a lot of people can relate to what you just played.
Righto. So family passes to Taronga Zoo. The Wild Lights at Taronga is back. Sydney Vivid location for 2022. Get your tickets now at taronga.org.au.
Can you relate to feeling emotional about your body after baby's born?
There you go. Can you relate to my wife? Very emotional about the way that her body is, the damage, not the injuries sustained, et cetera, et cetera.
Can we get Tiffany on? Will she talk to us?
Yeah, we'll talk to her. She's probably hashtag breastfeeding, but I'm sure we'll be able to get her on.
Doesn't beat having a baby and the joy that brings to the world.
Yes.
And Ed Cavalier, you're just full of – he's got a glint in his eye, hasn't he, Aaron?
He does. The glint.
Yes. The dad, you're
That's the cold and flu tablets.
No, come on, mate.
Get the good ones.
No, let's get serious because this – You aren't the one who had the baby. Your
Not
beautiful
at all.
Wife
no,
had the
she
baby.
She did an incredible job. And she joins us on the line, Tiff Hall, TXO Life, who is with our brand new baby daughter, Vader. Hello, darling.
Good morning, darling.
Hello, beautiful. How are you feeling today?
Oh, you know, all the feels. Had a bit of a sleepless night and... Yeah, but I feel good. Vader's fantastic and that's all that matters. So
No, it's not all that matters. It's the most important thing, yes. But you matter too, and I just love how vulnerable you are. I don't know if you realise how many women it helps watching your journey and feeling like they're not alone.
I didn't realise, and I just put a little video out last night and I was like, Arnie keeps asking me why my tummy's so big and if there's another baby in there. And I've been flooded with messages from women saying thank you. Because it does take a while for the tummy to come down and, you know, people are still asking me when I'm due and I'm like, I'm not pregnant anymore. I've had the baby. Yeah. So it's not the easiest time to be in a postpartum body and, yeah, it's can not just, easy.
Can I just put a message out to all the children listening? Just back off talking about your mum's body.
I get it.
Yeah. It's just enough.
Why
yeah.
is it There's not a topic.
No filter for a four-year-old, yes. is there?
Correct.
It's just not a topic, Arnold.
It's got to be a naughty corner.
Seriously, mate.
I talked about
you
mum's body again. My children have done it all the time to their mother, who
Why?
Is beautiful. You know, I won't say what they said, but they shouldn't say it.
But see, there's no malice, and that's what's worse. Like, if someone sends me something that's really mean and I know they're trying to hurt me online or whatever, I can say, okay, fine, that you know, they're just trying to be mean.
Yeah.
But when it's someone who isn't and they say something that cuts, it's worse, isn't it?
It's so much worse. And I keep saying to him that it's like a balloon, that my stomach went up like a balloon and it takes a while for the balloon to deflate. And I think he's kind of getting that, but I don't know.
Oh, bless.
Let's all just stop commenting on women's bodies.
That would Can be my takeaway. Yeah. I mean, let's not forget, we've still never gone back to the cafe where the guy who owned when Tiff was pregnant kept saying how massive she was.
I won't go back now.
We're never going back there again.
I'll go back when I'm in tip-top shape.
That's the other thing, Tiff, with you, is that your career and your whole life in the public sphere and privately as well is fitness and you sell a clothing line, TiffXO, which is amazing, and crop tops and the whole thing. So is that an added element because it's what you do for work as well? It's not just a lot of us women feel pressure.
Absolutely, I felt the pressure. It's all about my body has been a billboard for so long of like fitness and health. And so it's hard. It's hard to have a different identity for a while. But I know that 9 months in, 9 months out, it takes time and you just got to be patient. And I say to people, bounce forward, don't snap back. But bouncing forward isn't always easy. It takes time to accept that it's going to, you know, take time.
Yeah, and it's okay to feel crap sometimes too. You're actually
allowed
to struggle.
And I look at it and I'm like, oh, babe, I just don't feel sexy. And he's so sweet. He's always so beautiful about it.
He's a rock, isn't he? I feel like Ed would be like he's got this like persona of being a hard man, and obviously
he's a softie. He's a little teddy
that's all
bear.
The time we have. That's all the time we have.
We need to get that out there, Ed. That
no,
you,
we don't.
You have a heart.
No, I do not have a heart.
He's got a heart.
And he'd be so protective.
He's that an emotional teddy bear. He cried at the birth. I did it.
Oh, Tiff.
Cry at the birth.
I asked him specifically, and he said he's only ever cried once at his wedding, and he regretted it. Oh my God. God, you liar.
Could you see him, like, if someone did say something out in public and he was with you, could you see the look in his eye, Tiff, that he wants to go crazy?
Yeah, he wants to go crazy, but he holds himself back because he's like, oh, I'm Ed Cavalier, you know, I better not go crazy.
He's honestly the only thing stopping me.
The only thing.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Described by Erin Mullen as the best book she's ever read in her entire life and by numerous others in the front cover. It is Catherine Mahoney's new book, currently Between Husbands. It's available to purchase online and in stores now. And E. Molan, Catherine joins us live in the studio.
She does. Welcome, beautiful girl. We're so excited to be here.
Oh, we're so excited.
Can I just say,
to
see you two dancing to the songs?
Well, it's my era. It's my era, a bit of Lionel.
This is your
love a bit of Lionel.
It's all our era. Well, certainly my era, Catherine.
Look, we adore you. I more so than the boys.
No, we all adore you.
No, but I adore more.
I'm an adore.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah. Curious.
Stay curious, Ed. Stay curious. So,
something that I loved about this book and something that you've said since, and it's such a cack, but it's also emotional and it's juicy and it's everything. But you said it's the kind of book that you wished was around when you went through your divorce.
Yes.
What is it about this that would have given you something else, given you more comfort?
Well, I just, when I got, when the wheels fell off my marriage 2 weeks before my 40th, would have preferred a nice bag. But anyway,
there just a Gucci bag.
Any sort of bag, not a divorce. No, there were just like self-help books out there. And I wanted... Yeah. I wanted Bridget Jones to have got divorced so that I could have gone through the highs and the lows and the comedy, and maybe the second Mr. Darcy would have arrived at the end.
So yeah, has he arrived yet or not yet?
No, but hoping he does. I think the book is a good advert for the fact that I'm single. And that there will then be great content for book two once we have met Mr. Darcy.
Yes,
I have a plan. Yeah. I have a cunning plan.
Oh, I mean, you're gorgeous. But it was a high profile, your breakup, wasn't it? So that's an added sort of hurdle. Was that an added hurdle, do you think, for you?
Look, it was. I mean, on the upside, I didn't have to change my Facebook profile to single because it was all splashed across.
But for those who don't know, let me just quickly, you were married to Andrew Johns, so a rugby league immortal, now a commentator on Channel 9.
I was, and then he moved on with Daniel Craig's ex-fiancé.
That's right.
And you couldn't make this up. It's so good for the book and the movie, because Daniel Craig can actually play Daniel Craig in the movie. But there were all these photos of me and Andrew online, and there was like her at the Oscars with Daniel Craig looking amazing, and me at my wedding day, and as my friend said, did you not invite your eyebrows to your wedding? Because it was 2007 and very overplucked. So it was a harsh, cruel time online.
Did you ever connect with Daniel Craig just to swap wars?
Why don't you and I give it a red hot crack?
No, I'd love to. I love his wife, though. I've got a girl crush on Rachel Weisz. She's hot. Yeah, she can also play herself in the movie, so that is good.
The writes itself.
It is an added, everyone goes through breakups and that kind of
great.
Thing. I told you she's brilliant.
Yes.
But when it is high profile, it's another added element to it, isn't it? And there are issues that you delve into in the book. There are mental health issues. Give us a bit of an insight into what people can expect.
In the book, gosh, it's everything. I mean, you know, it starts with an incident in LAX where I'm surprised that I'm allowed back in LAX or in the Qantas lounge. Yeah, vodka and Valium, not a good combo.
It's
educational. No, they can expect everything because you go through everything. You know, there are lots and lots of funny stories. There are lots of stories that my dad has been told not to read.
Hang on, what about
with
this?
The Tinders?
Oh, what about this? Going to Centrelink at Christmas. What happened when you had to go to Centrelink at Christmas?
Well, it was just after Christmas, and you've got to do things when you separate.
So this is post-divorce.
This is like, you know, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks after the marriage had gone tits up, if I can say that.
No, you can't.
No, I can't. Sorry.
Have you got a minute, Catherine? Do you want to come back with it?
Yeah,
this is a really good story. We've got to turn this into a podcast. We've got to do it on a podcast
She already has several. So currently Between Husbands is the name of the book. Let's come back and find out what happens.
Oh, this is really
you've got to go to Centrelink at Christmas. So
Kath is a cack.
Can I say that? It's for the next book. There's a blurb for the next book.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
As one of Erin's friends, Catherine Mahoney's new book, currently Between Husbands, is available to purchase online and in stores now. And they're all over each other.
We have a deep love.
It's the most action I've had in months.
No, I want in on this. You are...
That's for you, mate.
You're jealous of my friendship with her. I can tell. You've been taken.
I want to be friends too. I want to bring you around to our house. house. Look, off air, no. We've organised a beep here, Catherine. We've organised a beep.
A live beep?
There's a live beep.
Okay. I would like to distance myself from the following segment. I'm turning my own mic off.
Nick, you've got the beep there. Catherine, tell us what the original title of the book was. This will include a beep. All right, here we go. Go for it.
Actually, I don't like cricket or...
Jobs.
We didn't know which bit you were to be. Oh, why am I being escorted out the building? I was really having fun.
Is that what you meant? Just that both words.
I thought that was one word. Isn't it one word?
I think in England it's two words.
It's definitely a job.
Cultural thing.
It's definitely a job.
I wanted to ask, when you write a book that includes someone else, and as we said, Andrew Johns is your ex-husband, do you have to check with them that they're comfortable? Did he have to give you his approval to write about your relationship?
Well, he read the bits he was in.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't hear back, you know, anything bad. Nobody's sued me just yet. just yet. But he didn't read the bits about me, you know, and special cuddles previously to him and post special cuddles.
Speaking of, are you having any? Are you dating? Because there's so many women who listen to us and they reach out to me all the time that are recently separated or separated for a few years, are getting back into the dating game on apps and the whole thing. Like, what's your go-to?
Gosh, my go-to. Well, I was in a relationship for 4 years that fell apart about a year and a half ago. And then COVID hit. Yes. And then you're sort of too scared to snog people, aren't you, in case you get something. but no, I do go on the apps as much for content as anything.
So you've got a rule for dates though, Ari. What's the rule for dates? First dates?
Coffee. Don't commit to dinner. Because I think, you know, at our age, you know within about 10 minutes and a smell.
But why not a drink?
That's important to hear.
Hold it. Yes. Hang on. Let's have a little bit of clean air. Let's get a drum roll, please, Nick. And Catherine, say that again because that was actually enormous. Here we go.
You want them to smell nice. I like a good sniff. Is that what you mean?
Nice man.
All right. So is it a particular cologne or is it just
Lynx Africa?
Apart from Lynx Africa, is there one?
For the 14-year-olds out there listening, you're killing it.
Is there an
not
aftershave?
Not Kuros. It just takes you back.
Not cool water.
Or Brute.
Nah, I'm a Brute.
Is there anyone in particular? So I'm a boss guy.
Oh, I know that. I'll be into your neck in a few minutes.
Ooh, into the neck.
Morning, Molly at home with the children. Ed, you like promised us a Centrelink story.
Oh, yeah.
The Centrelink story.
Oh, yeah. It's not this. Well, it's not that funny. It's a sad bit, actually.
That's good.
No, I went into Centrelink, and it's the funniest things that bring you sort of undone when you know when your marriage is ended. And it was having to say to her, I needed to change my Medicare card name from Johns to Mahoney, and having to say to a complete stranger, you know, my marriage has ended. And I just burst into tears. And she was the loveliest. She opened a drawer. She got her own private stash of her tissues out.
Her own private tissues.
Because I don't think Medicare provide.
It was at Christmas, and what did she say to you?
She grabbed my hand and she said, you're the 10th one, love. Christmas is a bad time. It's a bad time. A lot of marriages end at Christmas.
Can I ask, we don't want to focus on your ex-husband, but are you able to like watch rugby league coverage? And
doesn't have to now.
I know, but do you like rugby league?
I'm from England, so, you know, soccer, football's my thing. Yeah. I thought I was going to marry Eric Cantona. I mean, I still might. Could be my second husband. Love a bit of French. And I think he could hold me up in the shower. Looks like a strong man. But no, I don't mind a little bit of rugby league now. And my beautiful son Lewis plays it and he enjoys watching it. So, yes, I watched a little bit of it last night and then I went to bed. Which looks like a good thing based on the score today.
Fair enough, too. The new book is a hoot. It's called Currently Between Husbands. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a ton of fun.
So lovely. Catherine. Thank you very much.
I love you.
Thank you. Susie, Ed and Erin.